The state attorney general wants to see justice carried out in a 40-year-old murder case. The primary election is next week, but you can vote early beginning this week. And what's causing the heat streak we are experiencing? This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 10th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The state attorney general is pushing to proceed with this month's scheduled execution. AG Gentner Drummond has asked the State Pardon and Parole Board to reject clemency for Richard Rojem Jr. Rojem is scheduled to be put to death on June 27th. He was convicted and sentenced for the July 1984 kidnapping, rape, and murder of his 7-year-old former stepdaughter. A clemency hearing is set for next week. A sheriff in eastern Oklahoma has been suspended after being accused of embezzlement and bribery. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has details.
A judge ordered the interim suspension of Pittsburgh County Sheriff Chris Morris. Morris has been charged with 2 felonies and is accused of using his public office for his personal financial gain. An independent prosecutor's affidavit says Morris illegally sold his personal Polaris utility vehicle to the sheriff's office for almost $30,000. He has also been accused of negotiating free repairs for his Polaris UTV in exchange for letting an auto shop upcharge repairs for 2 Pittsburgh County vehicles. Morris denies any wrongdoing. Morris has been the Pittsburgh County Sheriff for 8 years and is running for re-election in the Republican primary on June 18th. He's suspended until his removal trial, which is scheduled to begin at the end of July. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
Early voting for the June primary starts this Thursday. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports more than a third of the legislative offices on the June 18th ballot are already decided.
50 of the 127 seats up for grabs in the House and Senate have already been won. That accounts for 40% of legislative elections in Oklahoma this year, and it's too late for anyone to oppose those running for their district uncontested. The official candidate filing period ended back in early April. Oklahoma is not the only state seeing some public office hopefuls and people wanting to keep their elected positions running without a contest. States like Texas, Nebraska, and Alabama are seeing similar trends, and in some cases to a greater degree. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
For most of last year, Oklahoma's monthly temperatures have hovered above average. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fathepure has more on this warming trend as we head into the hottest months of the year.
Last week, EMSA issued the first heat alert in Oklahoma City after paramedics responded to 5 heat-related illness calls in one day. May was a little less sweltering, with an average temperature of 71 degrees, but that was still 2.6 degrees higher than normal, making May the state's 9th above-average month out of the last 10. Oklahoma isn't alone. The National Weather Service issued excessive heat warnings and advisories for large swaths of the southwest United States last week. Data show that in May, atmospheric carbon dioxide reached its highest ever recorded levels in the Northern Hemisphere. 2022 to 2024 marks the largest 2-year jump in carbon dioxide in history. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fathepure.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.